This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Good morning, good evening.
Good morning and good evening.
Yeah, it's beautiful out, man. I've never seen so many people outside.
It's going to be a fun weather read.
Oh, yeah, let's go. I'm
ready. Brought to you by Gerber. When you get to Gerber Lawn.
When your fender can't fend for itself.
You know it. Bam. That's when you get to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER, G-E-R-B-E-R, to find your nearest Gerber location. Currently, it's beautiful out. The sun is out, 58 and sunny. You go for a walk after.
I'm going on a major walk when I get home.
After the show. Down to about 48 tonight. Tomorrow looks like rain in the afternoon, high of 60.
So if I'm walking tomorrow, it's got to be in the morning.
Got to be early. Yeah.
Okay.
Be about 57 and cloudy at noon. That's not a bad time.
No, that's not bad.
Friday, high of 62 and rain. Oh. Saturday, thunderstorms, high of 70.
Thunder roll.
So at least we've got the temperature right.
Amen.
Let's keep the rain out, though. ESPN Radio.
And here we go.
There's a drive.
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive in the two.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely...
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman. Brad Underwood.
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Let's go for a little ride.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. Isaac Ambrose in the other room. We let him talk on occasion. It's kind of like when you feed tigers. You just, on occasion, you throw them something. That's what we do here. You know the only reason I have that analogy? Have you guys heard of this thing on Netflix called Tiger King? Have you heard of that? You're on right now, by the way.
I'm on.
I started watching that, and it is like a train wreck. You cannot take your eyes off of it.
Oh, I heard Austin and Jeremy talking about it this morning, but I'm big into Friday Night Lights right now, so I got to finish
Ooh.
That.
Yeah. Where are you watching that at?
My house on Hulu.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
Like you going to a drive-in or something?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
No, yeah, it's on Hulu.
Hulu. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I've never seen Friday Night Lights.
Really?
Jeremy Warner's favorite show ever.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Okay, I need to watch it. All right, buddy. Thank you, Isaac. Tiger King. I'm going to try to finish it.
I haven't watched any of that. I've seen some tweets about it, but I couldn't even tell you what it is.
I wonder what James Herring's watching these days. James, what's up, buddy?
The Wire.
Oh, yes. That's another one I've never seen.
That. I have never watched that.
Is that one where you just immediately become addicted to it?
Yeah, completely. This is actually the second time. I watched it a couple years ago. And then it was unreal. I don't even know how many seasons there are, but it's definitely worth your time, especially in times like today.
No doubt. Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to write that down. That's the best part of humans right now is we're all giving each other ideas what to do because we're not used to standing still. And I promise you, James Herring is definitely a guy that doesn't stand still. Director of basketball operations for the Dayton Flyers. What are you doing right now, James? Because director of basketball operation, you guys do everything and you're constantly doing something. What is it like now to just be kind of grounded?
Great use of grounded, you know, for the Flyers right there. I like that line.
Oh,
good.
I never thought of that.
But yeah, it's slow. I think it's slow for everybody around the country right now. I mean, obviously, you know, head coaches, assistant coaches are working on recruiting each day, you know, with high school kids, transfers, whatever it may be. But in terms of my role, it's a little bit slower right now with the season over. And there's still some projects, some end of the year stuff that we're kind of, you know, cleaning up or knocking out. And then just kind of touching base with our players, you know, with academics and with our campus going to pretty much everything being online, just making sure people stay on top of some things. Because it's different, you know, when you're in class every day or you're on campus every day, you kind of there's a level of accountability by just going, and then you're aware of this or aware of that. Right. And you have tutors, and you have meetings with your academic advisor. But now it's a little bit different. And then just working on, you know, future game scheduling as well, you know, moving forward to next year, trying to, you know, get a jump start on that as well. But yeah, it's different. You know, it's kind of a slow time of the year anyway when your season finishes, but you know, kind of with how this one kind of came about, it's even slower than normal. And a major change of pace, you know, when you're not going in the office every day. So, yeah, definitely different. Definitely different.
James, before we get to the downer of no NCAA tournament, I know that's got to be especially hard for you guys, but I want you to brag about yourselves. This past year,
yes,
most wins in program history, 29-2. We're going to be a one seed, undefeated in your league. You have the National Player of the Year in Obi Toppin. You have the National Coach of the Year in Anthony Grant.
Wow.
What was that ride like? What was it like to be? It was your first year at Dayton. Just tell me about it.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, guys. I mean, all the credit definitely goes to, you know, the guys playing as well as Coach Grant, you know, putting it all together. And then our staff did a great job throughout the year, you know, as well, obviously. But it was special. I mean, we had 17 home games this year. 14 of them were sold out, which is, you know, at Dayton, that's kind of how it goes with sellouts. But this year had broken a school record. I think the previous record was maybe 9 or 10.
Wow.
And but it was special. I mean, every night, you know, you felt like we were the best team on the floor, and some nights we weren't and still found a way to win. And sometimes, you know, we weren't and lost. You know, we had 2 losses throughout the year, both in overtime. But yeah, it was unbelievable. It was a fun time. I mean, Maui's one of a kind. And, you know, we played neutral site games in Phoenix and Chicago. And then obviously our league as well had some close games. Jalen hit the buzzer beater, basically a buzzer beater at St. Louis in January, which got us over the hump, helped us obviously win that game. And a lot of fun places in the Atlantic 10 as well, VCU being one of them. Richmond, we had a great crowd, sellout crowd when we were at Richmond. And then Rhode Island. Rhode Island has a great facility, great fan base. And then, you know, when we get to play 9 games, 3 games at home as well, each one's a fun one. You know, it can get rocking in there at times. And, you know, it was a fun year, guys. I mean, I'm almost speechless. You know, I feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over again because, you know, it just kind of all ended so quickly. But when you look back, you know, when you think about it, it was a wild ride. It was great.
Your introduction to the national stage is really at Maui, where you were matched up with Anthony Edwards in Georgia in the first game. You beat them by 19. Vatek upsets Michigan State. You beat them by 27. Wow. And then one of the great games of the college basketball season was you guys against Kansas, who was going to be the number one overall seed and would have loved to see that again down the road in the NCAA tournament. You go to overtime and fall in that one. But that was when the nation really found out about Dayton and how good you guys were. You guys weren't even preseason ranked. You weren't picked to win the A-10 in the preseason. When did you know, though, that this was a really, really good team? Was it a secret scrimmage that someone – and found out that you guys, oh, man, this team is scarier? Or at what point did you kind of figure out, hey, we could really do something special this year?
Well, when I came over the summer, when I first started here in July and we were working out in the summer, I thought we had a really good group at that time. Now, you know, I didn't expect to break school records and whatnot. But yeah, definitely after Maui, I think, you know, just even with our guys, you know, if you talk to them, it was a confident group, an older group, and, you know, there's some really experienced guys both, you know, playing at Dayton or maybe had transferred from somewhere else, but had played elsewhere. And, you know, I think they felt like they could be a pretty good team all throughout the summer and into the preseason. But then once kind of Maui hit, I think is when they really kind of had that stride of, well, hey, we could do something special here. And they did. I mean, they each night they ended up, you know, putting it together each night. And I think that's kind of when maybe that initial switch kind of flipped a little bit. And then I think it flipped even more when we lost to Colorado in the United Center up in Chicago, where it was a game where we had a really fast start and then ended up having to grind our way throughout the second half. We got down, ended up tying it late in the game. I think Obi hit a three on the right wing in front of our bench to tie it. And then we ended up losing in overtime on a buzzer beater. And I think that's also kind of when our guys kind of had that switch kind of re-flip and, you know, flip back on and say, hey, we can do this. You know, we kind of gave this one away a little bit and didn't play as well down the stretch, but, you know, we could do this going into league play. And they did. They ended up, you know, our team ended up winning 20 in a row, two more non-conference, wow, and then 18 in the league. So, yeah, definitely Maui. And then I think after that Colorado game is kind of when, you know, things kind of got, you know, straightened back up, I guess you could say, for our guys.
It is always fun to visit with James Herring, Director of Basketball Operations for Dayton Flyers. Every time he comes in studio, it's the quickest hour of radio I've ever had, but it's fun to just, in this social distancing time, we had to do it over the phone, and I'm fine with that. And by the way, if the name sounds familiar, besides our show, of course, you were the DBO, is that the cool way to say it, for John Gross back in the day at Illinois. I'll ask you this, Obi Toppin, how in the world does the best player in the country go to Dayton? And number two, who is he? Where did he come from? I mean, for us that maybe don't follow the Big Ten hard, but maybe not follow Dayton and everybody else around the country, where did this guy come from and how good is he?
Obi's incredible. He's a great person first, like really fun to be around. He always has a smile on his face, you know, joking around, keeps it pretty loose. And he's great in the community as well. Like always signs autographs, takes pictures with everybody.
Very cool.
You know, where we could be out as a team eating at, you know, just a place down the street and people are going to come up to him and ask him to take pictures with their kids, you know, and he loves it. I mean, he's great, great person. And then he's really improved over, you know, the last 2, 3, 4 years. He's originally from New York. I guess he had a late growth spurt in high school because for the most part he was a guard growing up, and then you know, so he already kind of had ball skills a little bit, and as he grew, obviously, you know, was a wing forward type player, and then he went to prep school for a year and didn't have too much recruitment in high school, and then it picked up a little bit late in his high school career into prep school. And then when Coach Grant got to Dayton, we ended up signing him after his prep year, and he redshirted as a freshman and just worked each day and progressively got better, got stronger. I guess he could always really run and jump, and that even improved over his redshirt year. And then as his as a redshirt freshman, you know, played, had a role off the bench, and then eventually was starting later on in his redshirt freshman year. And then obviously into this year as a redshirt sophomore, I mean, he just absolutely exploded. And, you know, there were times where he could take over games if he needed to or wanted to. And the great thing about Obi is he's earned it. You know, he's really earned it. He's worked at it. And he's got a great support system around him too. But yeah, he's incredible. He can do some amazing things on the floor. You know, some things, you know, nobody else in the country, you know, can do. But he's a, you know, you'll probably see him on Twitter and Instagram, all the highlights and whatnot. But definitely, I think one of his best skills is the ability to pass. He can pass in the post, out of the post, around the perimeter, in transition, left hand, right hand, two hands, high, low. He's catching lobs and he can throw lobs. He's definitely a unique, special talent.
How many NBA scouts rented out condos in the Dayton area during this season?
man, probably too many to count. It was there were constantly people coming in throughout the year, both practices and games. And he's been a hot topic for sure at that level.
I know the common college basketball fan saw the highlights on SportsCenter and learned a lot about OB, see him in mock drafts, but outside of him, Jalen Crutcher was a dang good point guard, and you mentioned the SLU game. He hits the three to win that one. But what else about the Dayton team made you guys dangerous? You had a bunch of threes in the Kansas game, but you guys were a one seed, and a lot of people had you going deep, myself included. What made you guys, outside of OB, have what it took to get to the Final Four and potentially cut down the nets?
I think we had a lot of versatile guys that could, you know, all dribble, pass, and shoot, which worked out well against, or, you know, around a guy like Obi that could do the same, playing in the front court, and then just have a variety of different guards and wings that could, you know, that were skilled and could run, and which also helped too. If we needed to switch defensively, we could at times. And but I really think, honestly, the biggest thing that kind of, you know, really propelled this team is how connected they were and how much they loved to be around each other. And that's something that really matters, just really in basketball, but any team setting, whether it's sports or business world or whatever it may be, when you have to have a group of people, you know, when they genuinely like to be around each other each day, it's a game changer, you know, not only for them, but also for, you know, the staff that, that works with them each day. So I would say that's probably the biggest thing for our team was, you know, this year we had a group of guys that absolutely loved to be around each other. And at times, you know, they could push each other when they needed to, or they could take the gas off a little bit when they needed to, and they could hold each other accountable when they needed to. So it made our lives easier at times because of that. And I think that's really, you know, what set us apart from a lot of teams, that even though we had some things on the floor that we could do that others couldn't, it was more so just, you know, those guys in the locker room every day really did genuinely enjoy being around each other.
Always love visiting with James Herring, formerly with the Illini basketball program, now the director of basketball operations with the Dayton Flyers. You can follow him on Twitter at jherring40. James, I hate that I even got to ask you this question, but when you found out that the NCAA tournament was going to be canceled, I saw that Obi announced today that he's going to the NBA draft, filmed the video, shot, and released it, that he is going. You guys are supposed to be preparing for a Sweet 16 game right now. Yeah. Where were you guys at when you found out? What was that conversation like when, I'm sure, Coach Grant addressed the team? And just what do you remember about that moment when you guys found out that the season was over?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, we were actually in New York. We were coming back from the Atlantic 10 tournament after that had gotten canceled, and we were sitting on the plane, and you know, they were loading the bags, and we're going to take off in a minute, and then, you know, everyone gets that text alert that, bang, you know, the NCAA tournament's canceled, and you know, everyone obviously sad, depressed, you know, upset that it's over. That's kind of how it ends, but at the same time, you know, you sit there and you think back, like, man, we just went, you know, 29-2. We had a great year, you know, went 18-0 in the conference, you know, won the league. And it was a special year. And then when we got back to Dayton and the bus got back to our facility, we just had a team meeting in our film room. And, you know, coach addressed it, talked about it, kind of gave the floor to the seniors as well, just to, you know, say what they like just about this season and their career. And, you know, it was emotional. There were, you know, a lot of tears, but, you know, even though obviously there's the negative, you also can, you know, you can sit there and see the positive of, hey, we did something special and, you know, had a historic season. So, it was tough and it still is tough, you know, day to day, especially when you think about, man, Sweet 16, Elite Eight weekend, you know, it was this weekend and we could have been playing in it. But then you also sit back and it's like, wow, we did some pretty incredible things this season too. So, definitely, you know, tough, but a special year at the same time.
I'm kind of piggybacking this question a little bit, and there's always the unknown. You don't know if Dayton would have gone out and gotten upset in the first game. You don't know that, right? And we also understand that what the United States is doing right now is for the better. It's obviously the right thing to do, but how do you get over that if you're a Dayton Flyers fan, or if you're a player on this team, whether it be a freshman or a senior, knowing that you have, and this doesn't, listen, Dayton is an unbelievable basketball program, a wonderful program, but you don't, not every year does Dayton have a team that's going to win a national title or could compete for a national title. How do you get over that in the next 10 years or 20 years or 30 years? How do you get over the disappointment of, man, of all years for this thing to hit?
Yeah, it's definitely tough, and, you know, especially for the fan base, you know, really feel for the right fan base outside of, obviously, like, our players, our seniors, our staff, administration, you know, people that are working on it every day. But, yeah, definitely feel for the fan base because this has been a magical year, and, you know, they deserve it as well just because of how, you know, how supportive they've been this year as well as throughout the years, you know, with UD Arena always having great crowds and then fans traveling on the road as well. But, you know, it's tough. You just kind of, it's, you know, it's a major gut punch, but you kind of just take the punch and, you know, you move on. You just got to keep going. But I think time will also help, you know, hopefully, you know, at some point the world will, you know, get back to normal. You know, definitely, you know, canceling the NCAA tournament's what they had to do. You know, this situation is definitely bigger than basketball. But yeah, it's tough for sure.
Oh, I can't imagine. James Herring, when is Illinois and Dayton going to be a thing, man? That's always one program that I think to myself, that and Butler. I'm like, man, those are two schools that Illinois, maybe not both of them each year, but they should play a game against Butler, you know, a home and away, and Dayton, a home and away. I think those would be fun for the fans, and, you know, their driving distance if you wanted to go over there. Is that something that could happen in the future, you think, and is that something that should happen?
Yeah, I definitely think it's something that could happen. You know, scheduling is always challenging. There's so many logistics that go into it, from, you know, do the schools want to play? Does it make sense this year versus the next year? You know, do the dates match up? And, you know, I think it's especially challenging too, you know, especially for, you know, take Illinois, for example, like they play 20 league games now.
Right.
In 10, and, you know, you have maybe an MTE or you have neutral site games already built in, or the Missouri game. And, you know, it reached the point where you start adding it up and it's like, man, we need to start getting, you know, some home games. So it can be challenging. I mean, I think it'd be fun. You know, our fans would love it. I think the Illinois fans, wasn't there an NIT? There's an NIT game.
That's right.
10 years ago.
That's right.
I think Dayton played in Champaign, maybe 2010. I can't remember the years, but that might have been the last time.
Wow.
They played. But yeah, you know, it definitely could be fun, but it's, you know, there's so much more that goes into it, you know, than just saying, hey, we're going to play this game. But you never know going forward. It's definitely, I'm sure it's been a conversation in the past, and it could be a conversation going forward as well.
That'd be awesome.
James, being the Dobo, I know that you're really big into the food spots here in Champaign. So what is the Dayton scene looking like when you got official visits taking recruits on those things?
I think back to the days in Champaign and, you know, official visits going up to, you know, Green Street, like you're just trying to get a lunch or something on Green Street. And we used to go to Firehouse a lot, which I know doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
I don't think. I think they took down that block.
Yep, yep.
The one here for us, it's right on campus, and it's called Milano's. And they've got a great versatile menu. Underrated pizza there. Now, it's no Papadels, but it's still pretty good.
Now, that plays into my final question. So, Scott Van Pelt came to Champaign, had Papadels. He had some complaints about how long it took, said he didn't know it took 3 hours to make a pizza, but he enjoyed it. Now, I did hear on his podcast that there were some negotiations going on between him and Dayton about getting a private bird over to the game, and it didn't end up happening. Now, you got College game day there the last weekend. Was that kind of the trade-off, or how was that with SVP?
And who knows? I think if Scott really wanted to, and we had someone that really wanted him there, I think it probably could have happened. But college game day was incredible. I mean, we had a great atmosphere, and you know, it was kind of unique because we didn't have it in our arena, because we were hosting the Atlantic 10 women's basketball tournament. So they already had those games going on at our arena. And then we had a home game that Saturday night against George Washington. It was our senior night. And so we had luckily been chosen for college game day, and they put it on campus in what is now our volleyball arena. And it used to be where men's basketball played before the arena was built. UD Arena was built 50 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I guess it was something they'd never really done before. And it was essentially kind of what their producer, director had explained. It's like a blank canvas. So since they'd never been in such a tight situation before, they could kind of do things that had never been done before.
Oh.
And it was rocking. I mean, it was a full house. We had 3,000 people in there. It was really hot because it was a warm day and there was no AC. But it ended up being a great show. Students came out, and I mean, the line started at probably like 6 a.m. that day just to get in. And it was incredible. It was a fun time. It was great for us. You know, really happy for our athletic director, Neil Sullivan, to be able to host that, as well as our entire department, because it was unique, you know. And it was unique, and it was the first time ever that game day had been to Dayton.
It is amazing what wins do for a community and a college and a campus and smiles all around. And that's exactly what they had at Dayton, and I'm sure will for a while. James Herring, you are always one of our favorite guests. So it's Dobo, not DBO. See, I'm so uncool. It's just not even funny how uncool I am. James Herring, Director of Basketball Operations for the Dayton Flyers. We'll do this again if you don't mind in the future, because we love having you on.
Sounds good, guys.
Appreciate it, buddy.
We're still cool enough he picks up our call.
Right. We still know we're relevant.
That's right.
As long as James still talks to us, I love it. James, thanks again, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, buddy. James Herring used to be, of course, Dobo for John Gross here at the University of Illinois. Great young man, and big things ahead for him. What a chance for him. I know he was at Illinois, and then he was at Jacksonville State, you told me?
Yeah, for a couple of years in the OVC.
Okay, and then all of a sudden, you know, he lands with Dayton. And by the way, since you're here, we're going to become the number one team in the country this year for a while. And it's like, oh, okay, I'm fine with that. So what a fun season for James Herring. And, you know, I've always thought that, though, with Butler and Dayton. And I get it. Listen, I get it. Nobody needs to explain to me how hard it is to schedule games, and with all of the tie-in games you already have with, like, the Gavitt games and the Big Ten ACC and Missouri, and you want to win some games, so you want to have the Norfolk states in the town. But it would be fun to be able to play like a Dayton or a Butler,
yep,
because those are two schools that just win. That's all they do. They just win every year. And it always surprises me every year when I look at the top 25 and I'm like, okay, how can Illinois not be a top 25 team, but Butler and Dayton are? I don't get it. I never have understood that, but those are good programs. And certainly they, as they showed this year, they've got the ability to play high level basketball.
Yeah. Good. Very good basketball programs. Get a lot of support. It would be cool to do home and homes.
Yeah, it would be.
To go over to those opposing venues. I know that some high major coaches are usually afraid of that,
right?
And don't want the bad loss necessarily. But with those two, it's not really necessarily a bad loss, especially
with
how Dayton was this year. How about the potential Obi Toppin versus Kofi matchup?
Oh my,
that would be really difficult for Kofi to defend,
right,
facing how he moves and spaces the floor. But that'd have been fun.
Is that just sheer luck to get a guy like him at Dayton that just turns into be so good?
Yeah, it was interesting. I went back and looked. Illinois actually offered him the week that Antigua got hired here.
Oh, really?
And he only had about four offers for, like, legit D1 or wow, places you'd want to go. And he took a visit to Dayton and ended up committing there fairly quickly after that. But Illinois is, like, one of four that had really, like, offered him.
In unreal. I did not know that. And I'm not ripping on Dayton when I say that. I'm not ripping on Dayton. I mean, even if it was Illinois, it's just kind of dumb luck maybe to get a guy that, I mean, obviously it's not dumb luck. These coaches know what they're looking at. They know what they're evaluating. But for him then to turn around after he redshirted as a freshman, and here he is, what, a junior, and he's the player of the year in the country at Dayton. And it's like, holy cow. But that's what's fun. That's what's fun and what I miss about the NCAA tournament in general is watching a game. And you're watching a team that you haven't seen all year, and they've got some kid that's throwing in 28 a game.
It's like John Morant.
Yeah, like John Morant. Perfect example. And it's like, where did you come from? You know, I'm I don't know. That's what it is. But look, I mean, look at a guy like Georgie. Where'd you come from?
Sure.
I mean, you know, guys like that
Jimmer
show
Fredette.
Up. Yep, Jimmer Fredette. Oh my.
Steph Curry.
Yeah. Yeah. At least Steph Curry had the family name, right?
Yeah, true.
But still, you didn't expect him. He went to Davis. It's incredible how those stories happen, and it's cool. I mean, there are so many good players, and they've all got to go somewhere, and you can't have all the best on one team. So that's why you get cool stories like that, and that's what's fun about college basketball.
I'm missing the tournament today, man, after that in particular.
Yeah, we'd be getting ready if Illinois were in the Sweet 16. You and I, nothing against James Herring or D.A. Points, but they would not be on the show today. James couldn't be because he'd be Dayton, sure, would be somewhere, and D.A. would be like, I'm not coming on, man. I'm watching Illinois. It would be amazing for us to be breaking that. Well, you wouldn't even be here.
Maybe. I had us, right? I said us. I had Illinois playing in Indy.
Oh, so you could have maybe been on this show and then taken off after to head over.
Why not?
Man. I don't, that just stinks. It stinks. Okay, we got to play some commercials. when we come back, Jay Billis was on the Jeremy Warner Show this morning. We thought we'd give you a chance to listen to that again. Not every day that we get Jay Billis. He talked about his law firm. I forgot about that this morning. You know, he's like, well, here at my law firm. I'm like, oh, that's right. He's a lawyer. So we'll hear from Jay Billis when we come back and what he had to show. Jeremy did a great job with that. With the interview, Austin Berkland, kudos to him for setting that up. Bruce Weber is going to be on their show tomorrow. We're going to go football heavy. We got Mike Bellamy, the running back coach at Illinois, and also Dre Brown, one of his favorite students, essentially. We're going to talk to both Dre and Mike tomorrow on our show. And then Friday, and I can't wait for this, the Rev. Roger Powell is going to join us.
Gonzaga assistant.
Oh, that's awesome. Dare I say future Illinois coach? Hey, listen, I've said it 100 times. I hope Brad's here for a long time. But Roger's got the youth on him. And one day Brad's not going to want to coach anymore after he wins a couple national titles at Illinois. And maybe Roger Powell comes in and steps in. I would love Roger Powell manning the sidelines for Illinois one day. That would be awesome. He is genuinely one of the nicer people you'll ever meet. So we're excited to visit with him on Friday. We're doing some good stuff here, and we're having fun doing it. When we come back, you'll hear the interview with Jay Billis. We'll do it next. It's The Drive.
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details.
Hey, Miss Johnson, what's this you got cooking here on the stove?
Now, Billy, I told you to stay out of that until supper time, you hear me?
But, Miss Johnson, it smells so good, and it's so cold out.
I know it smells good, Billy. It's because it's my famous stew with a great cut of meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for the best cuts of meat for stew, soups, or any dish that will keep you warm this winter, head to the U of I Meat Sales Room. The U of I Meat Sales Room on the corner of Maryland and Florida in Urbana. When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission requires specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
1 in 4 batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Mattis and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are 3 ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Mattis. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com and you'll be pleased.
I'm Sam Banks, Executive Director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. For over 50 years, the club has been opening doors to brighter futures with our after-school, summer, and teen programs. March 30th through April 3rd is National Boys and Girls Club Week. You can help us celebrate Boys and Girls Club Week and create bright futures for kids in our community who need it most. To make a donation and learn more about our work, go to dmbgc.org. You can help change a life today.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart. Ah!
It's cold.
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate? That's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
Hickory River Smokehouse is open with drive-thru, catering, and delivery. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef brisket, pork loin, turkey breast, and chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with hickory smoke for juicy award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for 25 years. You can count on Hickory River. Visit the drive-thru or call your location for delivery.
Farmers are the backbone of our communities. At Prospect Bank, we cultivate relationships that help ensure our farmers have the tools they need for a bountiful harvest. I'm Matt Hoos, and as the Chief Agribusiness Officer at Prospect Bank, I'll put my years of experience to work for you and your operation. Get the conversation started by calling 217-896-2423. Opportunities are waiting for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Country Squire Cleaners in Champaign wants you to look your absolute best, which is why their dedicated staff is also happy to provide repairs and alterations to your garments, so everything can fit you just right. They also offer shoe repair to help breathe new life into that reliable favorite pair of yours. For all your clothing alteration and repair needs, drop by Country Squire Cleaners at 1805 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign, or give them a call at 217-356-9422. That's 356-9422.
The Illini Shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good on March 29th. Final inventory liquidation is now in effect, nothing being held back. All items in store have been marked down 50 to 80% off. Short sleeve Illini t-shirts, 4 for $22. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more, all on closeout. Shop now for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini Shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campustown.
Oh no, it's here. And I'm so not ready. I'm already freezing.
That's right. Winter is now here. So be prepared and call ABC Heating and Air. Their goal is for you to always be comfortable. Protect your investment with a heating system tune-up from ABC Heating and Air, and stay warm this winter. Go to abcheatingandac.com or call 352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPNCU, Q96, US1059, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Let me tell you about CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They know that safety is a big concern all year round. Customers, vendors, and coworkers can easily slip on wet floors, especially from a rainy spring or after mopping. Make sure you warn others that the floor is wet with CMI's latest product called Banana Cone. Go local with CMI. Visit them.
Sounds like a good drink.
That's true.
Well, maybe not. Sounds like an ice cream cone.
I wouldn't
cone.
Go for it.
No, I wouldn't either. No, I wouldn't either. Okay. That'd be heartburn written all over.
Sure. Visit them on Bloomington Road in Champaign. Check them out online at
CMIclean.com. Hey, we know you're still thinking about... or thinking ahead, excuse me, about where you'd like to go to college. And we know it's especially challenging to look at schools now because of campus visitor suspensions that are in place to protect guests and staff from the COVID-19. Well, the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences at the University of Illinois cares about the health and safety of all visitors and staff, but they also want to help you stay active in your search. They certainly wish they could host you in person on campus at this time, but you're still able to check out the University of Illinois virtual tour online. And here's what you do. Go to admissions.illinois.edu/visit/campus-visitors/programs. What? It's a lot of stuff. If you
type
just
it into Google,
yeah.
College of Aces, University of Illinois.
Virtual tour.
Virtual tour.
But I'm going to do it again. admissions.illinois.edu/visit/campus/visit/programs. College of Aces. Check them out. ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. Hey, don't forget college. You know, just once a week, I just have a show where I don't really talk well, well. Cardinal baseball tonight.
Yeah.
Cardinals baseball tonight after the show, unless we interrupt it with more breaking news of somebody else transferring. You will hear
that.
Yeah, please. You will hear Cardinals baseball. It's something that the Cardinals Network is doing. From August 25th of the 2011 season through Game 7 of the World Series, I have a feeling every game they play is going to be a victory.
I would imagine.
So how often do you get a chance to listen to a month straight of Cardinal victories?
It's pretty cool.
Including a World Series winner.
I'm going to enjoy it with the windows down the way.
Boom. And Game 6 of that World Series that was, I think, the best baseball game I've ever seen. And then, of course, Game 7 of the World Series where the Cardinals win.
Game 5 of the DS. 11.
That's right. Yeah, just a lot of good stuff there. So we are partnering with the Cardinals Network, and we're going to be airing all of these games. And here's what we're doing. Monday through Friday, you're going to hear them at 6:15, so right after our show, essentially. And then Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at noon. So turn your radios on, and we are even streaming those on stevieJ.com. We're streaming these as well. So if you're hurting for baseball, which tomorrow would have been opening day, let that soak in.
Thing about.
All right. Jay Billis, ESPN. He's kind of the face of basketball, college basketball on ESPN, joined the Jeremy Warner Show. One of the things he talked about was transfer reform. Explain a little bit what that is, Derek.
So the NCAA is going to sit down next month and discuss potentially allowing players to transfer once without having to sit out.
Having to sit out, okay.
Right. So when you think about Alan Griffin leaving, Tevian Jones leaving, will they have to sit out where they go? But I guess more importantly for Illinois fans now, if you bring in a transfer,
right,
could you potentially get a guy that's not a grad transfer to come in and play right away?
Jay Billis.
Well, there's still going to be transfers. That's not going to stop. And I don't know what the NCAA is going to do or be able to do with regard to legislation right now, because they are dealing with some pretty profound issues on their campuses. So whether they can get together and pass legislation and have it be coherent on you know, transfers, things like that, my sense is things, just like everything else, things are going to slow down. I don't think they'll stop. You have to continue to do business as best you can. Some of these things you can do from remote. You don't have to be together in order to accomplish certain things. But I don't know whether this pandemic and the response to it is going to change minds as to how you know, institutions or people may view certain things, and whether it'll slow legislation down on that front, you know, because being able to pass legislation and now the way you view the legislation you're supposed to pass, those are two different things. So I really don't know the answer to that. There are certain things that have to be done in the short run, and certainly taking care of your people is priority number one. But you also have to look out for the health and welfare of the enterprise going forward. And
that could be dangerous, Dirk. That
would be very interesting. So the people who are supposed to sit down and meet may not be able to gather and have this meeting to change the transfer rules. As Jay said, you could potentially do it over Skype or FaceTime or whatever it may be. But there are going to be transfers, though, I'm sure, left, because around the college basketball landscape right now, the idea is that this is probably going to happen this offseason. You're probably going to have the opportunity to play right away, okay, if you do transfer. So how many are going to wait and see? Because that could determine, am I going to go one place and sit versus, oh, I could go this place and play right away.
Play right away, yeah. I mean, so if you knew a team that was stacked next year, but you kind of would like to join that team, if you know, if like right now, maybe you'd say, okay, well, I'm going to transfer now, not play for a year, but then they're losing a couple of guys, so I'll be able to play right away. Or you look at it different and say, well, wait a minute, if I can transfer right now and they'll let me play, I could play a big role on a team that could make the Sweet 16 or something.
Yeah, if I'm a five-man and I have to sit, maybe I go to Illinois because Kofi could be gone.
It's a good call.
But if I don't have to, maybe I go to Minnesota, I'll play right away.
Good example. Perfect example.
Thanks.
Look at you. And speaking of Illinois, Jay Billis had some nice things to say about Brad Underwood's squad.
Yeah, another big step forward. And, you know, it's not surprising. I mean, Illinois has been a great program for a lot of years. So, most programs, Illinois included, you have ebb and flow, where you have great years and then you have some lean years. And, you know, you hope to diminish and reduce the number of lean years that you have. But very few programs are up all the time. And they make it look like, you know, on the mid-major level, Gonzaga is the one that everybody points toward. That's what they want to be. And, you know, whether it's Duke or whoever you want to point to, or Kansas on the collegiate level, it's hard to be consistently good year after year after year. And you know, you pointed out the transfer thing and players going pro and all that. It's really, really difficult. So, you know, Illinois is doing a great job, and yet you just have to keep bringing quality players in, because without, I don't care how good the coach is, whether it's Coach K or whatever, no coach wins without great players. They can lose with them, but they don't win without them. So it's really just a key of continuing to bring in quality talent and making the most out of it.
Jay, there's been a lot of replays recently because we don't have college basketball of the Arizona-Illinois game that you were on the call for. What do you remember most about that game and calling that one? Because every once in a while you still hear in State Farm Center the heart of a champion when you yelled that out.
Yeah, there's one thing I remember above all else, and that was the Rosemont Horizon. There was only one bathroom in the in the media area. And so at halftime, I had to go up into the concourse and with my little CBS jacket on, and use the facilities with the masses. And I think some people were looking around, going, "What are you doing in here?" And I said, "Hey, man, I got to go just like you." So I remember that. But it was one of the great games I've ever seen, and it was just really fun to be there for it, and to sit next to Dick Enberg and listen to him work, and then watch, you know, really two great teams, and then especially Illinois with how, like, that was a great team. It's really one of the great teams to never have won a championship, and I know what that feels like to be on one of those teams, and it's really an extraordinary group of guys, and really proud to have just to have been there. Honestly, a privilege.
That is Jay Billis joining the Jeremy Warner Show this morning. It was fun listening to, and of course, you can podcast to hear the whole interview. At all times, you can do that at steviej.com. That's where you go to listen live to our shows, or you can podcast those shows. You can even read cool bios of Derek and I.
I read mine. I think it was today or yesterday.
Was it? Did you?
I didn't know it was on there.
Yeah. They're supposed to. Trevor is kind of doing all that.
Okay.
Does a great job with that. I thought he was going to put a picture on. He took a picture of me, but I still don't
know. Oh, you got your pictures taken?
Yeah.
I know we were supposed to take one. I didn't know if we were taking it together.
I didn't either. And Trevor was like, let's just take a picture of it. Yeah. So I'm like, well, let's just get it done. I mean, you're not going to listen. It doesn't matter if I do that picture today or next week. There's no improvement that's going to happen. Although I did tell him I wanted it done when I got back from Grand Cayman because I had a little color to my face. But we didn't.
Cargo shorts make the shot?
No. No, I don't even know what I had on, which is scary. All right, another great show, Derek. This has been fun. Okay, hold on. I've not been able to listen to this whole show, but wanted to let you know that the U of I Orange and Blue golf courses are open again for walkers only. Okay, so can't take a cart, but right now you can get out and walk. Today would have been a beautiful day. Isaac tried to do that. He tried to golf today.
Yeah, I tried to go to Lake of the Woods in Mahomet.
Yeah.
And they weren't taking tee times, and I pulled up, and there was like 14 or 15 people just in line waiting to walk it.
Really?
Yeah, they were 6 feet apart, but
still. Wow. Again, golf, right? I mean, if you're just out there by yourself walking nine holes, right, you're not going to hurt anything.
Yeah, exactly. Out with nature.
Amen.
If you want to sign up for the UFC, though,
oh,
they're taking you.
That makes no sense. It makes no sense. All right, we got to get out of here. Isaac, thank you, buddy.
No
Appreciate
problem.
Your help, as always. Isaac Ambrose coming in on occasion and helping us out. He and Hans D as well. Want to thank James Herring, Director of Basketball Operation for the Dayton Flyers, the Dobo. of the Dayton Flyers. And D.A. Points, PGA golfer, former Illini golfer. It was fun to visit with both of those. Again, you can find that on our podcast right after the show is done. We usually get that done pretty quick. Go to StevieJay.com. I ran out of music, so let's go.
See you tomorrow.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.